Wicket on Laser 103.3.
And Andy Hall today.
Hello.
Andy, wish we were having you in for better reason, but yesterday we lost a member of Slipknot, Joey Jordison, where the former drummer passed away at the age of 46, and I know what Slipknot means to Des Moines, what Slipknot means to Iowa, and you have been friends with Joey for a very long time, all the guys at Slipknot, and rarely, and I just told this to you 5 seconds ago, but rarely does a tweet emit a lot of emotion without a lot of words and capitals. And your tweet last night and your post on Facebook about losing Joey emitted so much emotion. I thought, boy, hopefully Andy will come in and talk about this because I know what he meant to you, what the band meant to you, and the passing of Joey. So I don't even know how to start, but how are you? How did you take the news? What was yesterday like for you?
I think I'm no different today than I was yesterday in that I am incredibly numb.
Mm-hmm.
I said this to you just before we went on. I feel like this happens to me all the time where I get news like this and have to break the news to our listeners. And it's happened so many times, and in some cases, it's people that I'm closely connected to. So anybody that was listening yesterday just short of 4 o'clock when I got the news, that was real unfiltered me. That was not polished radio guy. That was me, kind of like now, just talking through my emotions, my range of emotions. I have felt a lot of sadness over the past 12, 15 hours, however many hours it's been. But mostly just numb. I just can't believe it.
46 years old, former Slipknot drummer Joey Jordison has passed away. When did you meet him?
I met him. He was, you know, one of the first people I met when I moved to Des Moines 21 years ago was Paul Gray. And Paul also passed away, unfortunately. This was back in May of 2010. And he and Joey were architects of Slipknot. I mean, if it weren't for those two, there would not be a Slipknot. And through Paul, I met Joey and made quick friends because Joey could be friends with anybody. Joey was a sweetheart of a guy. In fact, I went back yesterday and I listened back to a bit of an interview I did with him back in, I don't know what year it was. But at the very end, he said something that he said every time. I realized now that he says this at the end of every interview I ever had with Joey, whether it was in the studio here or over the phone or whatever. Love you, Andy. He said the words, love you, Andy. Hmm. And I listened to that over and over and over yesterday. And part of the interviews were his laugh, too. He just had such a great laugh. But anyway, I met him through Paul. And the two of them, of course, were best friends. So Joey, this hit Joey really hard when Paul passed. And it's just so sad.
I feel like the entire state is mourning right now. Mm-hmm. And Andy Hall in early, thank you for coming in to talk about a loss for us in the music community. And I like to celebrate the life of someone. And I want to ask you if there is a happy memory, if there is a memory that you're going to hold on to when the grief has subsided and you're going to be able to smile for the first time when this memory pops into your head.
Yeah.
And maybe we can talk about that to try to honor this legacy, because when we lose people in our lives, they leave a legacy, and you hope that the people remember the good things.
I want people to know that Joey was an incredible human being. He had his demons like we all do. But Joey, deep down, was a sweetheart of a guy, hell of a musician, between, you know, local bands like Modafinius that he was a part of, and, of course, the Rejects back in the day, which then became the Murder Dolls later, Slipknot, of course, and then all these, you know, fill-in opportunities he had for bands like Metallica. He played drums for Rob Zombie at Laserfest in 2010. That was a big deal. If you want to see footage of that, check out the Mars Needs Women video from Rob Zombie. That was that show. They filmed it at Laserfest, mm-hmm. and so pretty cool. But the memory that I'm going to take with me is it was like the second time that I ever sort of hung out with him and a bunch of people. It was at Harry Mary's on University, which no longer exists, sadly. But I had met Joey once already, and we kind of hit it off, and everything was cool. We were friendly. And I had been told at the time that when Joey's out, he kind of likes to be left alone and doesn't really socialize very much, right? Aside from his close circle. So I saw him out the second time, which was a few weeks later, and he was just kind of with like one other person. And I saw him across the room, and I just kind of left him alone, because at the time I still was like, I want to respect this. And I had turned my back. I ordered a drink. I was sitting down talking to Gus, the bartender there at Harry Mary's, and I get a tap on my shoulder, and he goes, "Hey, bleep hole. When were you gonna come over and buy me a drink?" I will never forget that for as long as I live, that Joey came up to me after only one meeting between the two of us, mm-hmm. recognized me across the room, and went out of his way to come over and call me a bleep hole. When were you going to come over and buy me a drink, you bleep hole? So that's a funny memory, and I think that really broke the ice for me in terms of our relationship. Going forward from then on, I never, ever, ever ignored him when he was in a room. So
when bands split and members leave for whatever reason, people always want to know what the relationship is like. I don't know if you have insight as what is the relationship between Slipknot now and Joey before he passed? Was there any communication? I know that it wasn't the best breakup, but they never are.
No, they're not. And, you know, that one hit really hard for Joey personally. I know that for a fact. I'm sure it affected the band as well. I don't know all of the things that you want to know. Mm-hmm. All I can tell you is I was encouraged by the fact that Slipknot and a handful of the members went blackout on their social media yesterday. Mm-hmm. That, to me, symbolizes so much. Mm-hmm. It symbolizes to me that there's a nod there. There's a you know, they respect what Joey was to them, mm-hmm. despite how it ended. And so in the end, that's an encouraging sign for me that they acknowledge it.
I got to think that Knotfest, which is 2 months away, mm-hmm. I have to think there will be some sort of aura, something in the air that day, and there's going to be a lot of mention of Joey and the passing as Knotfest is back in Iowa, in Slipknot's home state. I just feel like that's going to be not a dark cloud, but just part of the experience.
Yeah, I've thought about this as well, because they did a pretty extensive tribute to Paul right after he passed, and they were on their next tour after that happened. So I'm sure there's going to be something. I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that looks like or feels like, but the emotion's going to be in the air. There's no question about it. And what's funny, well, not funny, ironic, I suppose, is the fact that the Rob Zombie appearance that I mentioned, that Joey filled in for Rob's drummer at Laserfest 2010, is at the Indianola Balloon Grounds, the same place we're having Knotfest.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we're going back to hallowed grounds, and, you know, might have been the last place. It was either that or that Knotfest show in Council Bluffs might have been the last time I saw Joey perform in Slipknot. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember now, but.
Well, we know it was a tough day for you and for every Slipknot fan and everybody here in the state of Iowa yesterday. We appreciate you coming in and talking with us a little bit about it. And, you know, keep your head up. I know every Slipknot fan is unifying again today.
Yeah, thank you, too, Mike, for what you said, Wicket. I called you by your first name. Sorry.
I'll tell the boss.
It's fine. I know.
You
right?
are
tell,
the boss.
Oh,
wait
yeah,
a minute.
That's right. Boss makes mistakes. Want everybody to know that. I wanted to thank you, too, for what you put up on social media today. I think mental health is an epidemic in this country. I really do. And unfortunately, there's no vaccine for that.
No,
so
no.
The only thing we can do is keep each other up. And
sure.
I mm-hmm. you know, I think talking about it helps, and we need to.
100%.
Yep.
100%.
Well,
thank you. No problem whatsoever.
So however you are choosing to grieve today, whether you are diving into some music, or maybe you want to chat, maybe you want to share some of your stories, some of the moments that have touched you, we're here. We are live and local and here with you, experiencing all those moments. So please reach out anytime.
Yeah.
And make contact with us, because this is why we're here. We get it.
Yeah. Full disclosure, I wasn't really in the mood to take calls yesterday, but we'll see what happens today.
Well, there's always the DMs.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the best way to get a hold of me probably during an emotional situation like this is probably social media until I feel like really mm-hmm. socializing. But yeah, this one's going to take a while. It stings.